suite of social intervention programs is being introduced in the Denham Town Zone of Special Operations as it continues in the build phase. On today's program, we give you an update on the Denham Town ZOZO. I'm Anthony Morgan. Stay tuned. Parliament recently approved a resolution to extend the Denham Town Zone by another 60 days, the fourth extension. The Denham Town community was selected as Jamaica's second zone of special operations in October 2017, having met the established criteria for such law enforcement and social intervention. As the community continues to be guided through the build phase, a number of social intervention programs are being introduced, including a few to enhance the physical environment. Cabinet is to receive the contract for implementation of the infrastructure improvement project in Denham Town by July 2018. The infrastructure improvement project, which will also impact the surrounding communities, will include the provision of water, sewerage, and road improvement works.
We are expecting that the contract for those civil works to do the infrastructure improvement will be with the Cabinet by July 2018. And we expect to execute those works over a 9-month period thereafter the approval of Cabinet.
Prime Minister Andrew Holness addressing the House of Representatives recently. He says the zinc fence substitution project being carried out in the Denham Town Zone has also been expanded and will continue until August 2018.
On the zinc fence removal project, we have gone now, Mr. Speaker, 400 meters of zinc fence being replaced, and we have employed over 30 persons in this project.
There has also been a focus on community safety in the Denham Town ZOZO. The Jamaica Social Investment Fund, JSIF, has developed the ICDP Community Safety Project to support the Jamaica Constabulary Force, JCF, Community Safety and Security Branch. The project will include the provision of training to the JCF in customer service, human rights, and communication, undertaking stakeholder consultations, and developing a community safety manual. This is expected to inform the appropriate structure for neighborhood watch schemes, among others, and to support community youth groups with grants to develop their programs. Another undertaking has been the Safe Passages Program, which involves improvements in infrastructure such as the upgrading of roads, sidewalks, drains, zinc fence removal, and the rehabilitation of open lots.
We are facilitating the movement of over 1,000 students within that area. You have St. Albans, you have Denham Town Primary, and Denham Town High School. And we want the students to be able to move freely in the community unimpeded.
Prime Minister Holness says the pre-implementation activities, including the requisite procurement, are being executed with overall implementation scheduled for rollout in August. As it relates to human development and employment, a school-wide behavior modification program is to be implemented in schools in the Denham Town Zone come September. The program is a collaboration involving the Jamaica Social Investment Fund, the Ministry of Education, and the Safe Schools Program of the Jamaica Constabulary Force.
This program will be implemented in the St. Anne's, St. Albans, and the Denham Town Primary School, and in the Denham Town High School. This will address the issues of truancy and behavior modification among youth and adolescents.
There has also been keen focus on the expansion of public health services in the zone.
In January 2018, the Ministry of Health commenced the provision of public health services to the community through weekend clinics, and I had mentioned that the last time that we had extended the zone in Denham Town, this continues.
And a new program has also been approved to support further skills training for young people in Denham Town and is now in the procurement stage.
This will provide opportunities for youth in Denham Town to acquire new skills, and of course additional support is being provided by the HOPE program through HEART NTA.
Prime Minister Andrew Holness. That's where we leave you on today's program. I'm Anthony Morgan, on behalf of Studio Engineer Joel Samuels, signing out until next time.
All attorneys to whom court cases are assigned are in private practice and are committed to represent all clients vigorously and fearlessly. A message from the Legal Aid Council, ensuring access to justice for all.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.